Wisconsin.
I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. It is my humble privilege to invite my next guest onto the show and to host him this afternoon. His name is Fred Gutenberg. He is the father of Jamie Gutenberg, who died on February 14th, 2018 at Parkland. Since that time, Fred and his wife, Jennifer, have made it their mission, their family's mission, to hold elected officials accountable for being bought and sold by the gun lobby, and to make our schools and our communities a safer place by advocating for common sense gun regulations. Welcome, Fred. Thank you so much for making time for our, show this afternoon.
You know, it's amazing. I knew you guys were going to use that song, but it still gets me emotional. My daughter was a competitive dancer. She was always known as My Tiny Dancer. Well, Elton John knew about it. He actually dedicated it to her in a performance, and listening to it, opening the show, still gets me.
Fred, you're making me tear up.
I'm a mess, man.
Yeah. Let's just take a moment, and I want to honor Jamie and honor your family's commitment to this incredible work to make all of our communities safer. Her memory you honor every day through your work. And you've been working with the Brady Political Action Committee. Mm-hmm. And they have focused recently on five freshmen congressmen who are irrationally and irretrievably opposed to any of the common sense gun regulations that the overwhelming majority of Americans support. Things like red flag laws, mm-hmm. right? And the Brady Political Action Committee is particularly focusing on these five freshmen, not only because of their stance, but because they are in congressional districts that are swing districts and can be won. One of those freshman five, if you will, is Wisconsin 3rd Congressional District Representative Derek Van Orden. I want to ask you, obviously the death of your daughter is motivating, but you have really devoted all of your time to this effort, Fred. Why is it so important at this juncture, especially as to these five congresspeople, for people to be aware of their stances on common sense gun regulation and to get out there and vote? Why do you spend so much time on this work?
Because 3 weeks after my daughter was killed, we did pass common sense gun legislation in Florida, a really conservative state, and we did it with a bunch of really conservative Republicans backing the bill. And as part of that initiative, we raised the age to 21 and we passed red flag laws, which have now been used in Florida over 15,000 times, the majority of which are being used by the conservative sheriffs throughout the state. Okay. It is not a Democratic thing that is driving safety in Florida. The Republican sheriffs are getting it as well. And listen, after my daughter was killed, I set out on a mission not to be anti-gun, but to be anti-gun violence. I hate gun violence. I want to save lives. I want to stop the next one. And wanting that doesn't make me against the Second Amendment. It doesn't make me anti-gun. But a roadblock are these miserable, just despicable people like a Rep Van Orden, who says things that make it appear as if doing anything about gun violence or reducing gun violence makes you anti-gun. And they're liars, you know? They're bad people. They have bad motives. My motive is to stop the next one. My motive is to make sure a dad like me, gets to continue watching his tiny dancer dance. Rep Van Orden's motive is more money from the NRA. We are different.
Indeed, sir. And to your very point, the painting of this as a false choice between either respect for the Second Amendment or banning of all weapons, we can hear that from Representative Van Orden's very mouth. Ryan, we're going to take some of this Van Orden sound. This is Representative Van Orden. He was in a congressional hearing. The rule that was being debated was specifically the Veterans Administration due to the epidemic of veteran suicide, which we just indirectly talked about in the prior segment due to Donald Trump's disgusting overall behavior at Arlington National Cemetery. The Veterans Administration was in effect trying to put in place a red flag rule for veterans if they posed an imminent threat of harm to themselves or others. Listen to how Van Orden goes about questioning the Veterans Administration official that was trying to explain why this would help save veterans' lives and, in some cases, the lives of those closest to them. Let's take a listen.
So in the spirit of the 18th and the 21st Amendment, which repealed it, are you calling for the repeal of the Second Amendment?
I am not. I'm prepared to accept the way the Supreme Court has interpreted the Second Amendment and to try to work within the exception in Justice Scalia's statement in Heller that the right is not unlimited. And so it falls
to us. That's correct. In the book Reading Law, Antonin Scalia goes through the developmental process of the Second Amendment, and I think that you're misinterpreting what he's saying. So now listen to me here. What we're doing is we are subverting the Second Amendment. The Veterans Administration does not have the authority to remove constitutional rights now or ever. This body, including my Democrat colleagues, are the only body that are chartered by our Constitution that can change it. You are not. Neither is he. You can't do that. And you're actively, willfully, and knowingly subverting the Constitution of the United States of America, and that will not stand with this body, sir. So either you amend the Constitution, which is incredibly difficult on purpose, so you can't willy-nilly change these things. It takes a very deliberative and hard-fought process. We watched the movie Lincoln last night as a body, and it's fantastic. It was a 2-month period of time about the ratification of the 13th Amendment, which freed men and helped correct the original sin in this country. And it was 20 Democrats voted for that. And if they had not, it would not have passed. So either you call for the repeal of the Second Amendment or you stop doing this. And you stop doing this. Knock it off. You're subverting the constitutional rights of American citizens, and you don't have that authority. We do. That is all I have to say. Yes, sir. Please comment, Mr. Swanson.
I certainly concede that we cannot broadly limit legal access to guns.
Well, then don't.
What we have to do is something more difficult, and that is to figure out who are the people who pose such a high risk of harming themselves or others that it is justified.
Mr. Swanson, you're a clinical psychologist who's been in this field for almost 40 years, and you haven't figured it out yet? Then maybe you should look at a different vocation, sir.
I think we've made a lot of progress on that score, and I think we have
not. Veteran suicide's increasing. That's not true. That is not true. We've spent $19 billion in 2023 on suicide prevention, and suicides are increasing.
We need
so
to-
your methodology has been proven to be bad, and I have no more time, sir. Without a yield back, thank you.
I apologize, Mr. Gutenberg, for the length of that clip, but the audacity, the disrespect, and the complete abrogation of any responsibility on Representative Van Orden's part to actually engage in the substantive, nuanced discussion that is the point. How do we help people with mental health issues, and how does that intersect with the Second Amendment? I think is just, I mean, I heard that, and By the way, the video's terrible too, because he's literally wagging his finger. But this is exactly what you're talking about, isn't it, Fred?
So let me address Van Orden. Now let me address the topic, and then let me tell you what we're going to do. First on Van Orden, having a guy who was in D.C. on January 6th attempting to undermine the democracy, the Constitution, counsel anybody on what the Constitution means, he can go to you know where, okay? He doesn't care about democracy. He doesn't care about the Constitution. If he did, he would not have been there in D.C. on that day prepared to hang Mike Pence. So that's who he is. So I just don't feel like hearing from him any constitutional lessons. That said, I am familiar with the history of this. In fact, I wrote a book called American Carnage. And the history of America is one as a country with gun owners, a Second Amendment, but with respect for safety. In fact, we always pursued safety up until the 80s when the NRA went through a major shift and they started pursuing guys like Van Orden to implement the policies that would ultimately sell more guns. And that's who he is. That's who he is beholden to. So, but it hasn't always been this way. And when you look at the most recent Supreme Court decision, just a couple of years ago, they overturned, in the Bruin case, a law in New York that was over 100 years old. And I mentioned the age of that law because we always pass laws to reduce gun violence until guys like Van Orden came around. So let's be clear on that. As for the policy, it is clear that the work of the past couple of years to reduce gun violence is working. Gun violence isn't just homicides. It is also suicides.
Yes.
In fact, somewhere it used to be two-thirds. It's now less than two-thirds of all gun violence is suicides. But because of the Bipartisan Safer Communities Act, suicides with a gun are down, homicides are down, and Van Orden is just wrong. So there's a really simple solution to guys like Van Orden. Tell them we don't need them any longer. They can go find some other employment somewhere else and vote. Just freaking vote. We don't need guys like him in DC. Listen, one of my closest friends now is one of the original Tea Party guys, former Congressman Joe Walsh, a gun guy who actually can have rational, reasonable conversations with me about guns and agrees with me we have to do more to keep them out of the hands of those who intend harm to themselves or someone else.
We're going to take care of just a little bit of business. Former Representative Joe Walsh, certainly a friend of this show. We've had him on a few times. I love getting him riled up. I love hearing from you, Mr. Guttenberg. We're going to come back, folks, with Fred Guttenberg, father of Jamie Guttenberg, who died in the Parkland shooting on February 14th, 2018. He is now a common sense gun regulation advocate so that we can reduce gun violence across every single community. Stick with us, folks. Such an important discussion to be had. Derek Van Orden, unfit to serve. We'll be back here on the Civic Media Radio Network after these important messages.
Boom.